This has happened about 2 or 3 years ago, and it was highlighted to me that there was a case in the Manor Hamilton area. I researched into it, and all the data backed up that there was a case. We provided all the evidence to the council, the reports, the whole lot, and it's an ongoing issue. So really, then I got word that there was another case down in Tullahan, and myself and Justin Warnock were working on that one. So really, there's 2 to 3 cases that we know of, and it's just really that the redress scheme in Donegal, they've been fighting this battle for years, Sligo's just after getting into it. And now that we have knowledge that there is 2 to 3 cases in Leitrim, we want the people that's involved to get involved in the redress scheme. So really, it's a sad situation that when you build a house, you take out a mortgage and that you're seeing your house crumble in front of you. And as you know, they've been really, really slow, even in Donegal, to roll out the money for people to get on with their lives and you know, rebuild their lives and rebuild their houses. So really, it's about the knowledge that we have that there was 2 cases. There was an open scheme years ago for the mica, and in that situation, there was no cases in Leitrim. But since then, we have found that there is a couple of cases. And listen, we're talking in general that it was passed the motion by the council that it should be a national mica for every county, that if there is cases that, you know, that it's addressed and that the process is fastened up and that people receive the money and try and rebuild their housing and get on with their lives.
And councillor, you do want Leitrim included in this redress scheme because, well, I guess, you're, as you're well aware, it's very much a time-sensitive issue, and there are, like I said, there's a few instances that you're aware of, but I'm sure there's many others that you're not aware of, and it is just one of those things that the sooner it can get tackled, well, then you can reach a solution far quicker.
Well, listen, when this case was opened a couple of years ago, there was no cases that we knew of in Leitrim, and now we've identified at least two cases. So, listen, the help is out there, and we want Leitrim to be included in an all-national framework for the redress scheme. And listen, with the way costs have gone up with rebuilds and the whole lot, you know, they've got to look at the issues here of probably increasing the money that's involved in that, because in Donegal there's a huge shortfall of actually, when they started this process, of costs have gone up 25% to 30% on a new build. So It's an ongoing process, and as I say, here, listen, with a general election coming up, this is going to be issues that's going to be hitting the, you know, the TDs on the doorsteps, and they've got to include Leitrim in the case now.